40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Steve Kathan. Two adults were shot today at East High School in Denver. Police say a suspect is still being sought and apparently left school grounds. The condition of the victims is not known. Just last month, a student there was shot outside school and died. For parents there, another tragedy.
We're all asking the same questions, like why 20 years after Columbine are we still answering and asking the same exact questions, and why can't we just send our kids to school in safety? And that's a question that I can't answer.
There's where the grand jury investigating former President Trump will not meet today. WCBS-TV's Zinnia Maldonado on the anticipation over a possible indictment in the hush money case.
Despite calls to protest directly from Trump, demonstrations across New York have remained somewhat small.
Take our nation back!
But with the grand jury still investigating, law enforcement remains on high alert. The NYPD setting up heavy fencing around the courthouse, placing SWAT teams at strategic locations, and ordering all 35,000 of its officers, including undercover cops, to dress in full uniform and be ready to mobilize at a moment's notice.
In about an hour, we'll get the latest word on interest rates from Federal Reserve policymakers. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
With fresh instability in the banking sector, financial markets are now expecting, maybe hoping, for a more modest quarter percentage point increase.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
They're trying to thread the needle here, balance things, trying to do enough to help support the banking system and financial system, get that on solid ground, but at the same time continue to fight inflation.
A cleanup today in the San Francisco Bay Area after the latest bashing from a storm system. KPIX reporter Betty Yu.
Hurricane-like winds whipped up waves on the bay and knocked down giant trees along the Embarcadero. A big rig overturned on the Bay Bridge to Oakland, snarling traffic for hours. Pedestrians also proved to be no match against the sudden windstorm. People struggled to walk and clung onto street posts to keep their balance.
It's day two of the strike by 30,000 Los Angeles school district workers.
I expect the students to know that you have to fight for your rights. I teach history, and our students know that we fight for our rights.
Scientists have pulled DNA from Ludwig von Beethoven's hair to look for clues about his many health problems and hearing loss. They weren't able to figure out why the composer lost his hearing, but they say liver disease likely killed him. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 117 points. This is CBS News.
Get 50% off tax prep at Jackson Hewitt. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max savings $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
4 Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The third-generation owners of Union Star Cheese Factory near Fremont were found dead of gunshot wounds on Saturday. Police arrested the 25-year-old son of David and Jan Metzik, Eric, later that day. Investigators found a journal in Eric's room at his parents' home where he talked about eliminating them. Metzik now facing 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, cash bond set at $1 million. Metzik has a hearing coming up March 30th. He is facing life in prison. 2 bills that will dramatically increase penalties for reckless driving go up for a vote in both houses of the Wisconsin legislature today. The GOP-backed measures include doubling fines and forfeiture ranges for reckless driving and subsequent offenses. The second bill allows police to impound a repeat reckless driver's vehicle. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hey, This is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. What's being made right now, above all, is a Supreme Court race in Wisconsin between Janet Protasiewicz and Daniel Kelly. A couple of two developments I want to talk about. I'm going to keep you updated every day. And by the way, April 4 is the election. April 4 is the election. It's 1 week from this coming Tuesday. Make a plan. You can vote absentee in person. Absentee in person right now. Go down there and do it right now. Unless you've already done it by mail. For some reason, if you can't get down there, go there on election day. It's very, very important in this race. This is an April court race. And in years where there's a presidential election in April, as there sometimes is to determine delegates in Wisconsin, there will be in 2024, there's a huge turnout. But when it's no presidential race at the top, there's less of turnout, and we need all the votes we can get. A couple of developments. One of them is, and Janet Protasiewicz, fortunately, has been raising this issue, attacking Dan Kelly. And I've got to say, Dan Kelly, on March 21st was a couple of days ago. He appeared virtually on a panel with a guy named the Reverend Matthew Trewelha, T-R-E-W-H-E-L-L-A. You may have heard of him. This guy, to call him an extremist, understates it. In the past, he has referred to the murder. There was a doctor named David Gunn, G-U-N-N, who performed abortions, and he was murdered. And Matthew Trewelha said that this was justifiable homicide. Now, that's disgusting. No homicide is justifiable. And I don't care what your position is on any issue. Violence is not the answer, and murder is not the answer. Dan Kelly had no business appearing even remotely with this character. None whatsoever. It was a signal. I don't know what base he thinks he's signaling, because there's nobody I know on any side of that issue who condones murder. Good for Janet taking that on. The other thing that you will see, and you're starting to see, and remember something. We right now are what, 10 days out, 11 days out, something like that. These people are experts. They look on this like the red zone or something, or the 2-minute drill in football. Every time in a Republican race, they did this to Mandela Barnes, They're trying to do it to Janet Protasiewicz. It's not going to work. They did it to Lou Butler. They tried to do it to Jill Karofsky, and it didn't work. They attack at the last minute where it's impossible to respond adequately, and they do it to drive down the vote. What do I mean by that? Remember that with Mandela Barnes and with Lou Butler, they put on TV ads blackening their skins. And in the case of Mandela Barnes, juxtaposing his image with the image of the murderer at the Waukesha Christmas parade as if he had something to do with it. They continue to do that. Remember that also that there was a high-ranking Republican official about a month ago, we raised it on the air, who had secretly communicated by text or email with other Republicans that he was proud that they drove down, quote, the black and brown voters in Milwaukee by sliming Mandela Barnes. Now, let me tell you something. The purpose of these last-minute attacks against any candidate, and it's always a Democratic candidate, is not because they think they are going to switch votes, for instance, you know, to Ron Johnson from Mandela Barnes or to Kelly from Janet Protasiewicz. The only purpose of this is to slime everything up so bad that people get discouraged and angry and they don't vote. And these are directed in areas of Democratic votes. They're directed in Dane County, they're directed in Milwaukee County, directed in Green Bay, some of the cities around the state. And you are seeing it now. Anything you see or hear about Janet Protasiewicz from Dan Kelly or people who are supporting Dan Kelly is presumptively fraudulent and false. Don't fall for it. They did this to remember the Burke, our candidate, Mary Burke, back in 2014. The last minute, they said she was fired by her father. False. But you say that around, and you say that around enough radio stations around the state, people don't hear the refutation. There's not time for refutation. These are experts. These are snatch and grab artists. These are the shiv in the back in the alley artists. Just keep that in mind. I will say this, though. I'm very surprised at Dan Kelly appearing virtually even with Matthew Trewelha, who had exulted over the murder of Dr. David Gunn and said it was justifiable homicide. There's another development, and this is not related to Dan Kelly, but it shows what's happening around the country. There is a bill pending in the South Carolina legislature right now that would make performing an abortion a capital offense punishable by death. I'm not kidding. It has a number of Republican sponsors. Now, is it going to go anywhere? Almost certainly not. Is it going to be upheld by a court? Not even a Republican court. But who the heck puts a piece of legislation in there like that? There was such an uproar that two or three of the Republican sponsors got cold feet and they said, well, we're withdrawing, but the others didn't. What party countenances, permits legislation like that in its name from being admitted, from being submitted to a legislature? Remember that in this race, Dan Kelly was on the payroll of the Republican Party until December. And I have publicly said, and I'm going to say now, Dan Kelly, are you still on the payroll? Do you have some underlying commitment in writing or verbally that if you somehow lose this race, that you will be hired by them in some capacity? Anything or from the donors? Crickets. Crickets. I hear nothing in response to that. Dan Kelly is the guy who went around the state with Gableman looking for fraud, sniffing like a dog on a log. Have you ever taken a dog into the forest for a walk? They see a log, they go sniffing in the log looking for lizards. Dan Kelly and Gableman were doing that around the state. Didn't do him any good. Didn't do him any good. And the guy had the guts at the debate with Janet Protasiewicz the other night to say, don't tell me how I would vote on the 1849 statute. How do you know? Well, I'll tell you what. One way I know is because you appeared with Matthew Truelle. That's how I know. I mean, you know, look, we didn't fall off the turn the truck on the way into town, okay? I mean, look, guy, he would have been far better off fessing up, being up front, and then arguing the issues. Go ahead, argue the issues. There are a lot of issues to argue. There really are. And but he did not do it. He did not do it. So please vote. You must vote. Let's sneak in a quick call. Let's sneak in Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Very, very troubling news about Dan Kelly. That means if he does somehow sneak in as a Supreme Court justice, the women's right to choose is definitely gone. I already know Fair Maps is gone. In fact, he's nothing but a tool for the Republican Party in my mind, and probably still is on the payroll, but people have to wake up and understand this guy will do the bidding of the Republican Party and nothing but that bidding. So that's my take today. Hope people understand what's going on with this guy. It'd be a sad day in Wisconsin if he somehow sneaks through to the finish line. So thanks for taking my call, Matt, again. Have a great day, Paul, and I love what you do.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Paul's raising an issue, and I'm going to raise another one. And we've talked about it before, but it has to be repeated each time. Janet Protasiewicz has said publicly that according to her values, the maps are rigged. She's also said, the day after I get sworn in as justice, bring a Fair Maps lawsuit. Dan Kelly said in advance he would not change the maps. He said it's political. He likes the politics because it's Republican politics, because they have a gerrymandered legislature and they keep gerrymandering themselves. But the other thing that Paul didn't mention this time, but in the past we've talked about it, is that Dan Kelly will not certify a presidential candidate who wins the election in Wisconsin in 2024 if they're a Democrat. He will switch and he will say that in his opinion, who the heck is he? Who's he? He's one vote. But in his opinion, it should be the Republican. And remember something. There are three justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court right now who voted to not certify Joe Biden, even though he won the election. Three of them. And one of them, Justice Rogensack, is retiring to open the seat up. If Dan Kelly gets in, there will continue to be three who will not certify a Democrat. That's not democracy. I mean, gerrymandering is not democracy. We need fair maps. But that's really not democracy. It doesn't matter what you do in an election. That's what happened in Belarus. That's what happened with Putin. When either one of them went to the polls, what happened was anybody that showed up that wasn't loyal was beaten up at the polls or turned away. And Putin would win 95-5. They ginned up about 5% against him. The Belarusian guy won 90-something. These people were crooks over there. They're corrupt. And I don't want that injected into Wisconsin and into the United States. And if you put Dan Kelly on the Supreme Court, that's what's going to happen. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Retirement may seem far off, but the sooner you start a fund, the more dough you'll have when it's time. And while the future of Social Security may be a little iffy, the security of a career with Country Hearth is a recipe for success. Country Hearth is a third-generation, family-owned bakery that's been around for over 100 years. Along with great pay and benefits, there's a lot of opportunity to grow and rise within the company. With openings in production, maintenance, shipping, delivery, and sanitation, you're sure to find a career that fits your skills and schedule. Find out more and apply today at countryhearthjobs.com.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Low is around 28 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Overcast skies tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 32. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, what the heck is going on in New York with Trump? What the heck is going on in New York with Trump? Let's talk about that right now, and I'm going to give you some perspective on it. Because remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. Well, listen, let me tell you what I think is going on in New York. The grand jury meets Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Bragg told them not to come in yesterday, and today they're handling things other than Trump. What the heck is going on? Here's what's going on. There was a letter introduced that was from Cohen's lawyer. Remember Michael Cohen, who's now turned on Trump? Well, early on, of course, he was Trump's fixer. There's a lawyer named Ryan who represented Cohen in 2018. They said, quote, neither Trump nor his campaign reimbursed Michael Cohen for the $130,000 in hush money that he paid to Stormy Daniels. That's what it said. Now, who is going to believe that Michael Cohen, 130 is a big number, I don't care who you are, took 130 grand out of his private savings or his checking account and paid it to Stormy Daniels just because he's a good guy. But his lawyer said that in a letter. That was back when Cohen was standing up for Trump and lying about him. Now it turns out that the refutation is that apparently there's a record of $35,000 that was reimbursed to Cohen. But where's the other $95,000? I have a nagging suspicion, and I'll tell you the background of my saying this. I question how aggressive Bragg has been in trying to get a conviction here. And let me tell you what. This is clearly, any criminal violation is wrong, but this is clearly not of the stature of fomenting the insurrection, stealing classified documents and lying about it, and then extorting Brad Raffensperger, okay? It clearly is not. That said, it's still a crime. But I'm going to pose you a question, then we're going to go to the lines. I see when the lines do not hang up. I'll get to you in a second. Let me put it to you hypothetically. How many misdemeanors do you think get committed in New York City every day? As many millions of people, thousands of them. How many felonies get committed every day in New York City? Every day, 7 days a week, thousands of them. How many times have you read about a grand jury being convened for everyone and everybody agonizing over it? And the answer is none, because Bragg can bring criminal charges without a grand jury. In the past, the reasons why DAs convene grand juries like this is to cover themselves. Now, I understand that it's a president, former president, and all that. However, there's an old adage, I'll repeat it again. A prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich, and that's because if a prosecutor wants an indictment, he only has to give incriminating evidence to the grand jury. It can be hearsay. The other side doesn't get to litigate the case. In this case, they invited Trump to come in. Yeah, apparently there's a New York statute, blah, blah, blah. But now it's almost like they're litigating it. This used to occur in Milwaukee with cases involving death at the hands of police, where the DA said, I'm going to have a grand jury, or I'm going to have a jury of some sort, some kind of inquiry. But then at it, he basically softballed it and put a lot of exculpatory evidence for the officer, nothing about what happened, and the juries would always come back and say no charges. This is a device. Is Bragg doing this now? I don't know. I don't really trust Bragg, to tell you the truth. But it is possible that he has not, quote, convinced the grand jury that they should bring a charge. And if so, why not? If he can indict a ham sandwich, why didn't he? One of the lines, Gary Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gary?
All right, Matt. I just heard an ad where they judge Janet, and you know, they're slamming Kelly about being a sex cases that he ran on. No, those kind of ads are no good, as far as I'm concerned. Those are, they don't do anything for Janet. They just go against their negative. People don't want to hear them. It's not, puts not a good light on her. So, I mean, I would drop them, those kind of ads, and just maybe let her speak some simple ads from here on out. That's all. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I mean, you have to defend yourself, Gary. And this guy is putting on ads, looking at the thousands of cases that as a judge and a prosecutor, she's been involved in prosecuting and sentencing. And he picks three or four of them where people do not know what the pre-sentence report said. They don't know what the victim's family said. And they don't know what the prosecutor said, and saying that she was soft on these people. She was had a reputation about being one of the toughest prosecutors and judges. So that's false. So she's come back with an ad that's a bunch of sheriffs who support her and are very good sheriffs, including the former sheriff of Dane County, and saying, look, here is, she's a tough prosecutor, and here's what this other clown did, Kelly, representing these people who molested people. Okay, yeah, he's a lawyer. I get it. But sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Leave this alone. The second thing is she's put on an ad that shows that he was paid by the Republican Party to gin up the fake elector scheme with him. That's very relevant. That's very relevant. And when you have slime balls like they are, the Republican Party, going on their two-minute drill, red zone two-minute drill, the slime campaign to try to drive down votes, because here's a fact of political science. The lower the turnout, the better for Republicans. The lower the turnout, the better for Republicans, and that's the purpose of the slime. I stand with Janet Protasiewicz. I think she's done a great job. She's tough, she's fair, and she's going to be elected to the Supreme Court. Thanks for calling, Gary, as always. When we break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Two faculty members have been shot at a Denver high school. KONO's Michael Abeda reports.
They just put crime tape up around the building over there by East High School. So things obviously getting a little bit more busy out here as students who were at lunch or grabbing something to eat are returning to school to find that their school has been taped off.
So far, no arrest. Today's expected session of the Manhattan grand jury investigating the Trump hush money payment to Stormy Daniels has been postponed.
Trump continues to speak out via social media, blasting Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, insisting he, quote, presides over one of the most crime-ridden, violent, and dangerous cities, while also insisting he committed no crime of any kind.
WCBS's Zinnia Maldonado. The Federal Reserve is deciding whether to raise interest rates.
If I were on the Fed, I'd recommend no rate increase.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, says the Fed has a tough job after the bank failures this month.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe. CBS News Brief.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Janet Protasiewicz says Wisconsin's political maps are unfair. It's not just her personal opinion.
The map issue is really kind of easy, actually. I don't think anybody thinks those maps are fair. Anybody.
The High Court is expected to take up Wisconsin's legislative boundaries in the near future. She faced Dan Kelly in the one and only debate of the state Supreme Court general election campaign yesterday. 82 school districts in Wisconsin are asking for more money this spring. That's about the same number as November in almost one in every five districts in the state. Most of the questions ask for money for day-to-day operations, but others want money for buildings. In sports, Wisconsin is going to the NIT Final Four next week after beating Oregon last night. The Bucks host San Antonio tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, Wisconsin. The spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Beside a singing mountain stream.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are alive. We're going to the lines. First, Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for the great show, as usual. You know, the truth is the truth, and Janet is for justice. Kelly is a con artist. No more con jobs on the people of Wisconsin. Women's freedoms have taken a significant hit and were violated by the U.S. Supreme Court. People have not truly seen the impacts on women that these laws have come up to be. And believe you me, us older women who have seen what has happened to young women. And in fact, you know, let's say people are really, really poor. They have a lot of kids already, or they can't afford another child, and their household is shaky anyway. And this is so disgusting that somebody can say, you have to have a child. And it's sickening to see physicians threatened, because there was a time where people didn't want to practice OBGYN because of this kind of laws. So, you know, people need to wake up. This is more significant of, I'm anti-abortion, I'm for abortion. No, it isn't. It is about women. It is about their choices. It is about their predicaments. And we need somebody in there to protect women's freedom. So thank you very much. Sorry to go on a tangent, but
yeah,
this is
thank
significant.
Thank you, Jean. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, they've gone way too far. In Texas, they have a snitch law. You know, your neighbor peeks out the blinds and sees who's driving down, and they think you're going to maybe get a DNC because you're not going to get sepsis, and he rats on you and he gets 10 grand. That's not right. That's like Russia. And then in Wisconsin, there are people that won't do a DNC. There are people who won't practice OBGYN, not because they're going to get prosecuted in Milwaukee or Dane County or by the attorney general, but because there are 72 counties here and there are a lot of DAs who think they're in a dead end position. They like to be on court TV, get a little publicity, maybe run for the legislature or Congress. And OBGYNs don't need that. There's a lot of places they can go. So this is wrong. And you talk about doctors threatened. David Gunn was killed. He was murdered. And this guy, Matthew Trualha, said that was justifiable homicide. And Kelly appears with this guy March 21st. What's that? Today is what? March 23rd. How about the day before yesterday? Are we going back to the lines? Tatter Billy, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling humanity, Tatter Billy.
Hey, Matt, I just wanted to talk about, I think the framing of some of the issues that we talk about is a little bit too narrow, and I think it's curious. The one we're talking about, you know, often abortion is framed as a women's issue, and certainly it is, first and foremost. And we think about it as parents of people who are reaching adulthood as well. And, you know, it's also very much of an issue for young men who will be, you know, entering relationships in an age where, you know, they have the potential to father children. And so it's an issue for them as well. And really, Social Security, that one I don't get. I'm not retirement age yet. So it's a big issue to me. I haven't gotten a dime from my Social Security yet. I don't want them to take it away before I even get it. I mean, once I've been getting it for a few years, I don't want them to take it either. But, man, it's not an issue just for seniors. It's an issue for everybody.
Well, those are great points. And let me hit them both real quick before we go to the next caller. First of all, an abortion. Nobody likes abortion. Nobody wants an abortion. It's not like people are for abortion. But the fact of the matter is now there are doctors that won't treat women who could die, who could get sepsis, and that can kill you. That can kill you. And they go, no, I can't do a DNC because some DA somewhere might prosecute. That's not right. I mean, come on. You know, you got to leave things to a woman's decision and her doctors. They're professionals. And by the way, there were restrictions on abortion after Roe v. Wade. And you're not going to have this and the abuses we're talking about, but women have to be able to make decisions on their health. I mean, you know, they have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And most women love to be pregnant. They want their child. They're full of love, and it's very sorrowful when there are medical complications. But for the love of Pete, you know, these characters in the legislature who aren't doctors. This is wrong, what's going on. It's just plain wrong. And on Social Security, I'm glad you raised that quickly here because Kelly blasted that too. I don't know if you realize that. On a website, he said, you know, that's a Ponzi. It was Johnson that said it was a Ponzi scheme, but he piled on and said that it's unaffordable and we got to do this. Who's he? Social Security is a federal issue. This guy's running for the state Supreme Court. this guy, you know, you got to watch your pension with this guy. You know, there are plenty of legal tricks you can gin up. In the old days, there'd be an acquisition of a company. In one case, I know a major company in Milwaukee, the acquiring company grabbed the blue collar pension fund to grab the money, but kept the white collar pension fund. You can't, come on. I want a justice who sticks up for people, sticks up for women, lets them make their own health decisions and doctors, and protects your pension. I mean, as simple as that. And in West Virginia, I've told you this before, more than 60% of the people there rely on Social Security as their only or primary income. You start screwing around Social Security and people's pensions, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have old folks out in huts in the forest eating cat food, which is what happened before Franklin Roosevelt was elected. Go back to the lines. Dick from Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Well, man, whoever said that Ron DeSantis couldn't get anything right, he cleared up something I've been worrying about or wondering about for 19 years. A flip-flop, a true flip-flop. Remember when that was the worst thing you could do when John Kerry ran? And on the issue he flip-flopped on, it was something he evolved over years into a different area. But when it comes to the war in Ukraine, in my mind, there's two answers, a yes or a no, or a right and wrong. In other words, you know what I'm saying here. And now he's totally flipped, and now he's saying that Putin's a war criminal. I mean, this guy is an absolute disaster.
Yeah. That's a good point. We are going to get to Ukraine segment in this show, and I'm going to respond to that. It's a very important point that you just made. We'll be getting to it shortly. Dick, thanks a lot, as always, for calling. Shannon and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Shannon. What's in your mind?
Hi there. I just tuned in, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating something that has already been talked about. But I read today a story about a hospital in Idaho that is closing their obstetrics program. Obstetrics and delivery, I think, because of the laws. And, you know, that's terrifying to lose hospital services over this in a right. region that's probably underserved.
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent point. And I want to stress again what you just said and also what Gene from Eau Claire said. And that is, there's a real palpable impact to what the Republicans are doing. And all they had to do is threaten, you know, in other words, nobody's coming right out and writing doctors letters saying, don't do it. But you put uncertainty like that into the law. Rational, professional people like doctors are going to say, look, I have large debts coming out of med school, and OBGYN is one of the largest because also their insurance is one of the most expensive. One of the most expensive. It doesn't go perfectly every time somebody sues. But they have a love for doing this. They do it. And then a patient comes in and they say, I'm very sorry to tell you that your pregnancy, that the baby will not survive, can't survive, or in fact is not alive, and you may get sepsis, and I'm going to do a DNC. And the woman says, okay. And then he starts to think, or she starts to think, the doctor goes, well, wait a minute, I'm not in Milwaukee or Madison. And this isn't the attorney general I'm worried about, but there are all these other counties. I'm in a rural county. Does this DA like publicity? Does he want to be in court TV? And then they don't do it. And there was a case, and we talked about this before, and it was not in Wisconsin. I think it was down in Texas, where they wouldn't treat a woman until they said it got so bad. But if you get sepsis, you can die from sepsis. They can't necessarily treat it for sure. They can sort of treat it. Why are we waiting for it to get to that level of development? What Shannon is pointing out is now there's going to be a hospital that's going to get rid of its OBGYN unit. Come on. You know how hard it is to get OBGYN doctors in rural areas? Very hard. And frequently they have the DAs that lick their chops. And you might say to them, is it okay if I do this? And they'll say, I don't know. We look at the facts. No doctor wants to have to hire a lawyer and litigate a medical decision. No doctor wants to hire a lawyer to litigate a medical decision because it's expensive and risky, and prosecutorial discretion is pretty extreme. They can bring it, and there are a lot of doctors in these areas, a lot of, I should say, judges in these areas would go, well, let's let a jury look at it. If you've ever been through a jury trial, and I've tried a number of jury trials, it's exhausting, it can be risky, it's frequently settled. Why are we subjecting the medical profession to that in Wisconsin? Why are we subjecting it anywhere? That's why the six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court, they didn't have to say, they didn't come, it's very sneaky, they didn't have to come out and say, well, abortion's illegal or anything. They'll just say, well, it's up to the states. Well, the legislatures in many of the states, quite frankly, are gerrymandered. And you know the laws they'll pass. This legislature in Wisconsin is a gerrymandered legislature. Right now, the Senate, there's a state Senate race in the suburbs of Milwaukee, the 8th Senate District, where Jody Haber-Sinikin is running as the Democrat against this fellow Knodel, K-N-O-D-L. Knodel is an election denier. He was one of the ones who signed a letter to Pence saying, don't certify the election. This clown is in a Republican-leaning district, gerrymandered. If he wins, the Republicans will have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. Means that nothing that Evers can do, whether it's on the abortion issue, whether it's on voting rights, whether it's on forever chemicals in our water, whether it's on pensions, doesn't do any good. They can override in the Senate. And they're two votes away in the House from having a veto-proof majority in the Assembly, the House. Okay? Now, that is not reflective of Wisconsin democracy, because the Democrats get half or more of the votes every 2 years. How is it possible that we have a legislature that is virtually two-thirds majority Republican, MAGA Republican, because they're afraid of Trump, and yet Democrats get half or more of the votes? That is not democracy. That is Putin. Putin's Russia. That is Lukashenko. Lukashenko's Belarus. That is Xi's China. That is Africa, Asia. That's a lot of authoritarian countries. Janet Protasiewicz has said, the day after I am sworn in, bring a suit on fair maps. Kelly has said, I will not touch these maps. They look fair to me. It's a political issue. Can I be any more blunt about this? How often have we been talking about this? We've been talking about this a heck of a lot. A heck of a lot. All I can say is go out and vote April 4. April 4 is a week from Tuesday. There will be a slime campaign. It started right now. This is the two-minute drill of the Republican slime machine. The red zone two-minute drill. They will run in there, dump buckets of slime, drive down the vote. Do not let them do it. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. On a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And love is all that will remain and grow from all these seed. Mother Nature's quite a lady, but you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomb Blastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomb Blastica at the Wisco on Willie Street. Saturday, April 15th, Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. Like a pyre, feathery wings, black in the sky, as the wind sings. And Mad City's own hard rockers Iron Plow. It's Bomb Blastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Low is around 28. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Overcast skies tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 32. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Yesterday.
Welcome back to Macklin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are alive. I'm going to get to you in a second. Do not hang up. I want to say this about Ukraine. Respond to the comment of Dick of Madison. Yeah, DeSantis is sort of fumbling. This guy isn't ready for prime time. This guy, remember the other day he goes, well, the invasion of Ukraine is just a territorial dispute. He sides with Trump. The idiot, the one. I mean, he could have stood with bipartisan Democrat, Republican for the last 70 years, 80 years. No, he doesn't do that. Now he realizes he made a mistake and he goes, Putin's a war criminal. Russia's a gas station with nukes. We bad. This idiot. It wasn't an invasion. It's a genocide. Russia is a genocidal, sadistic culture. Genocidal, sadistic culture. And it is vulnerable. It is time to attack. Just reported today, Russian soldiers are not being paid. Not being paid. Since early March, in 52 regions of Russia and Crimea, they're not being paid. They're flat out not being paid. And the other thing I want to say before we go to the lines is this. One of the characteristics of modern warfare ever since World War II is the bombing of civilians. And you can say what you want, that's what happened. The fact of the matter is that the Nazis bombed London in 1940, and the Allies retaliated in Cologne and a number of other cities in Germany. We dropped nuclear weapons on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The Russians are going in and they're bombing. They bombed a dormitory in a university in Kyiv and just killed 7 students. This war is not going to get resolved as long as Russia is not being bombed and Ukraine is. You know, apartment buildings in Moscow are not being bombed. Hospitals are not being bombed. Now, I'm not advocating that we bomb them, but we have got to get Ukraine a lot more weapons, longer range HIMAR missiles, more planes, and have them really put it to the Ruskies in Crimea, for instance, and anywhere they're launching missiles. The final thing I'll say before I'm going to go to the lines is this. Everybody said, oh, Matt, you know, Xi of China met with Putin, and oh, my God, they're lying against the West. Let me tell you something. You're not woke unless you know history. China hates Russia. Remember the Opium Wars? You probably don't. The Second Opium War, 1856 to 1860. The UK and France invaded Beijing and captured it. They looted the Emperor's Palace, and they forced the Chinese to legalize the opium trade. That's what they did. But the Russians snuck in like they always do, like thieves in the night, and they came in against China. And they grabbed 1.5 million square kilometers of land from China, 600,000 of it around the port of Vladivostok. You thought what? That was Russian? That was Chinese back in the 1850s. You think that China's forgotten that? You think they've forgotten that? They look on Putin as pathetic. They look on Russia as pathetic. and they're trying to pretend to stand tall with these guys. They want that land back. Putin is on his last legs. He's got to be killed. I don't want our people to do it, certainly not overtly, but something has got to give. Going to the lines, Andy of Beaver Dam, you're first, my friend. Thanks for calling us, reminder, Andy of Beaver Dam.
Well, on that same subject, nothing's going to change until the Putin factor on and out of the way. But I have a question. I see all these ads on TV and I'm assuming it's in regards to the COVID Recovery Act, where businesses would be able to get money from the government and, you know, take care of their employees and keep them paid. But there are so many ads with these outfits. Oh, we'll get you the recovery and whatever. What's the gimmick on that? I mean, is it that difficult that you have to have some outfit come along and try to?
Yeah, no. Yeah, you know, what you're raising is good. Remember something. That had to be done, and actually it was sort of bipartisan. Initially, the Trump administration put a lot of money in, and Biden did too. And there was some fraud. It had to be done, or we would have sunk like the Depression. And now the Department of Justice is going after these people. And yeah, you're going to have people who are accountants and lawyers saying they're going to help you get money. But it had better be not fraudulent, and the DOJ is going after them. Thanks for calling, Andy, as always. Steve of Fitchburg, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Steve?
Oh, hey, Matt. I remember back, when you ran for Congress back all those years ago in Milwaukee. You helped a lot of those pedo priests get away, and that was what you did as a lawyer. You helped
all right, cut this call off. Okay, now let me go on one more thing with Ukraine. They are our friends. We stand tall with Ukraine. We stand tall with Ukraine. And we have to get them the arms they need. And we've done a great job under Joe Biden. But people, I think, in Europe are beginning to realize that this is a threat that will persist as long as Putin's in power. And I'm not going to advocate that something happened to Putin, that kind of thing. Yeah, I am. I think he needs to be killed. Okay, let's be right up front. I do not want our CIA to do it, but the Ukrainians, this guy's a war criminal. He's a sadist, a genocidal thief. He's a Hitler, and it's got to stop. So DeSantis, he's finally wising up. I don't trust DeSantis as far as I can throw him. And the guy's clumsy, I mean, early on he goes, this is a territorial dispute. No, it's not a territorial dispute. Early on he goes, what? We're not going to send him weapons or not a lot of weapons. What's that all about? Suddenly he's a war criminal and rushes a gas station with nukes. That's a little too glib. You need a skillful pilot and an experienced pilot. The helm of a plane when you're flying through a storm, and you need a skillful captain, the helm of a ship when it's going through heavy seas, going through a gale. That's Joe Biden, steady guy. Trump, as you know, is servile to Putin. Talked about many examples of that. DeSantis didn't know whether to be servile to Putin. Now he thinks, well, it's okay not to be servile to Putin. It's beginning to look as if the Ukrainians can push them back from Bakhmut, but none of this is going to stop. None of this is going to stop until the Russians get pushed out. You can't let them occupy the Donbass and Crimea and rest for a while they get more recruits, that kind of stuff. Russia has committed itself, and it's got to stop. Well, it's been a great show. Great call-ins, as always. Thanks for calling. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I am signing off for today.
Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
It's
the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTW Lawyers.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.